Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. We learned the Mishnah last week. We learned about all the dinim of Yichud.
Not happy about it.
Again, the Gemara was discussing the various different opinions. The Mishnah said that a man cannot be with two women. One woman could be with two men. And the Gemara said that's only if they're kosher. If they're not kosher, then even more people you can't, and so on. Okay, so now the Gemara says, and the Gemara said also that's only in the city. And when you're traveling, then you need three because maybe one will use the bathroom or whatever. So the Gemara says this: Amar Rav said, Malkan Ali Yichud. If somebody transgresses the sin of Yichud, that means he's alone with a woman, even if nothing happened, you give him Malkus. Give him lashes. Midrabanan. But the Ein Eisin Ali Yichud. You don't forbid a wife to her husband just because she was alone in a room with a man. In other words, Rav would give Malkus, Rav says, but you don't forbid him. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi. One second. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Le'amaran ela b'yichud penuyim. This that you give lashes is only when he was in a room together with a single girl. Then you give him lashes. Avo b'yichud eishas ish. But if it's with a eishas ish, lay malkin, then you don't give him malkus. Why? Shleite meiti lazal benel. Because if people found out, the guy did something wrong. Okay, he wasn't supposed to be alone with this woman. So if Rav Ashi says, if you're going to give him malkus, people are going to start talking. Oh, he committed adultery, and then people are going to start saying the kids are mamzerim. It's going to start a whole rigamajig. So therefore, Rav Ashi says, even then Rav would say, you don't give Malkus. When does Rav say for Yichud, you get Malkus, if it was a single girl? Marzuta, the Gemara says, Marzuta himself, Malki or Machlis, would give Malkus, but even for a married woman, but he would announce that she was Malkus only for the seclusion, and not because she did anything wrong. In other words, Rav Ashi is afraid people are going to make questions on the kids. So Marzuta found a solution. He gave Malkus, but he announced that it was only because they did Yichud that they weren't supposed to do, but not because there's a problem with the kids. So Amalei Rav Nachman Parhatyah L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Nachman from Parhatyah was the city, said to Rav Ashi, if that's the case, Mar Nami Lokir V'Lichris, why didn't you do that also? Why does Rav Ashi say that you don't give Malkus? Because people will start talking about the kids. So why don't you announce it? So Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you why not. Amalei, the Ika de Shama Baha Vele Shama Baha. Some people might hear that he got Malkus, and they won't hear the announcement that it was only for the seclusion, and there's no problem with the kids. So therefore we have basically, it's interesting, because L'cha'eda, when Rav, the problem is that Rav's expression is funny. Because if Rav is talking only about a single girl, then what does it mean? Ein Eisin Ali Yichud. You don't forbid a wife to the husband. That means that's not by a penuya. So that means according to the Gemara, Rav's din is like two halves. Rav says, according to the way Rav Ashi learned, that Rav says if a guy was secluded with a single girl, he gets whipped, because he wasn't allowed to be. If she's a married woman, you don't forbid it to the husband. And Rav Ashi says, no. Well, either that or he's explaining Rav. And he says, Rav's din, that you get Malkus for Yichud, is only if it's a single girl. Well, according to Rav Ashi. But not if she's a married woman.
Did Gemara establish the time span?
The Gemara said there was a long enough. Yeah, it was a long enough time to be able to give Malkus.
Is it a hatra or no hatra?
No.
It's Malkus. So what do we do nowadays?
Because it's only rabbinic Malkus. So there's no, you don't need hasra for it.
You need to add him too or no?
No. I mean, if there's proof that he did it. Obviously, you need two Edom that saw that he did it. How do you know? Otherwise, how do you know he did it? If he says, I did it, you don't believe him.
What's the halacha?
With what? Today we don't do any of this malkus.
But it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
The what? Today we don't do malkus.
I know, but so what's the...
So we don't do it today. Well, even in 1 second, Beis.
Bidushamayim.
Chav Beis. I don't think the din is brought down in Evanazi, it brings down here. Here, 1 second. Yeah, that's what the Taisa says. In other words, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, when Rav says Malkin Ali Yichud, refers to a Pnuya. Ain Eisen, you don't forbid it to the husband, it's by a married woman. Taisa disagrees with Rashi, but this is the way the Gemara is like. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Amarav. Okay. Amarav Malkin Aloy Teva Shmua. If a person, there's a bad rumor about a guy going around that he's doing immoral things, well, not behaving properly, Rav says he'd give him Malkus. Rav was a pro Malkus guy. You know, you would lash him. Shinema, where does it say this in the Pasuk? Eli HaKohen, you know, the Kohen Gadol in Shmuel's time, his kids were not so good. Eli HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol's kids were not so good. So Eli said to his kids, Al Banai, no, my sons, Leiteva HaShmua, it's not good that I hear what I'm hearing about you. They were saying they were flirting with the women that came to the Fidical Bonus. They were doing a lot of negative things. Marzutra, he said he would put the thing on the here it's called the halter on the person's shoulders. In other words, either with a halter, a tick up of a stick, I think he would lash him with a stick, and he would say to Pasik, "Al bani, no, my sons, don't behave improperly." Normally, when they gave malchus, they would say "Vehurachum mechap," like we do every kippur. But because this was rabbinic, so Marzutra wanted to show his rabbinic. So if a guy misbehaved, b'chal, was there any, like he says, Rashi says over here, anything that was, Eved Avedis, you know, anytime there's a rumor that a guy is sinning, Rav says he give him malchus.
Any sinning?
The general sin that's public knowledge.
That's interesting.
Why is that fair?
Huh?
Why is that fair?
Because where there's smoke, there's fire.
What about the talkers? You talk about the talkers. What about the talkers?
They should get whipped.
No, but I mean, there are always people that are willing to say something. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not right.
Yeah, but al pi halacha, there's something in Gemara what's called yotza leo kol, whether a woman, if there was a rumor that she got married as a virgin. So that halachically is substantial proof that she was a virgin. You know, there's a time Yitzchak, if there was a rumor about a person that they were doing certain things, sometimes they wouldn't kill the person, because you can't kill on a doubt, but many times they would give malchus on that rumor.
So, I mean, because there are people willing to gossip about somebody, you should...
No, we're talking about a rumor that has substantiated to a certain extent. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. In the Mishnah, there was a din, the Baila Be'ir, Ein Cheshishin Mishum Yichud. And this is, by the way, a very practical halacha Gemara over here, with the Rishenim learning the different opinions over here. But the Mishnah said before, the Mishnah said that Baila Be'ir, if the husband is in the city, no, the Mishnah didn't say it, but the Gemara said it before. Here, top of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Leishan Ela Be'ir. No. No, I'm sorry. It's a new Gemara. Rabbi said, if the husband's in the town, there's no problem of Yichud. If the husband's in the city, a man could be alone with a woman, and nothing bad is going to happen. It's not forbidden. We'll see. There's a machlekes v'shenim what it means. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, not only that, Pesach Pesuach Neshus HaRabim, this we discussed last week. If there's a door open to the street, where anybody could come in at any given moment, or anybody could look in at any given moment, Ein Cheshe Shem Mishum Yichud. Okay? Now, Rashi says, and there's a big machlik, it's Rashi and Tesis over here. Rashi says, when Rabbi said, Baila Be'ir, if the husband's in town, we're not afraid of Yichud. Rashi says that means you don't whip him, but it's forbidden. That's what Rashi says. When Rabbi says, Ein Cheshish Mishum Yichud, it means we don't whip him. But Isuri Ika. That's what Rashi says. Okay? By the Ein Cheshil Mishum Yichud Lahal case. Rashi uses the expression to give Malkus. Taisis says it doesn't make sense. Because later in the Gemara we'll see that the Gemara says it's not forbidden at all. Okay? So Taisis learns that it's not even forbidden. Taisis argues in Rashi. Rashi holds that if the husband's in town, it's forbidden to have yichud with a woman, with his wife, but you don't whip him if he did. And Taisis learns, no, there's no issur yichud at all. What?
So the only yichud doesn't make sense. If he's out of town, then there is a problem of yichud, otherwise, no?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll see in Halacha. There's a lot of discussion here. The Gemara says like this. Rabibi, Iklal Rav Yosef. The Gemara is going to show stories how careful the Chacham were. Rabibi, once, what was his name? Rabibi went to Rav Yosef's house. Basar Dekara Chrifta, after Rav Yosef ate bread with his guest, Rabibi, Amalahu, Rav Yosef said to his servants, Shkula Darga Metusa Bivi. Remove the ladder from under Bivi. Bivi was Rav Yosef's wife. So it's like this. Rav Yosef and his guest ate on the second floor. His wife was on the first floor. Okay? So Rav Yosef said to his servants, take away the ladder, because he had to leave. So he said to his servants, take away the ladder that they can't get from the second floor to the first floor, because then it will be a problem of yichud with Rav Bibi and my wife. But like this, if they take away the ladder, then it's like two separate houses, two separate places, because...
they're going to stay there, can't come down.
Huh? So she'll stay there until he'll stay there until he comes back.
She was downstairs and the guests were upstairs.
So he can't get out, he can't leave the house.
Who? Correct, he can't leave the house.
So he can't stay there all day long.
Why not?
So why was he there for a whole week?
He left a lot of food for him, don't worry.
So the Gemara asks, "Va'amar Rabba, Baila Be'er and Chayshim Shem Yichud." Rav Yosef is not going out of town, so why is there a problem of Yichud? This Gemara Tesis proves his point, because Rashi says it will still be forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, he had to take off the ladder. So Tesis says, if Rashi is right that it's still forbidden, how can the Gemara say, "Va'amar Rabba, Baila Be'er and Chayshim Shem Yichud"?
They also had servants. The servants constitute as a...
No, because there were a lot of them were goyim, and the goyish servants are not trusted.
Goyish female servants?
No, they were male servants. Oh. So the Gemara answers like this, and this is a very important din. Shani Rabibi is different, because the Shushvina Havoi, he was a close... She, Mrs. Rav Yosef, Bibi her name was. And Rabibi and Bibi, it's interesting, were good friends, the guy Sibba, and therefore she felt familiar with him, and therefore there's a bigger problem of Yichud. And the Gemara, the Gemara tells a story, says two lines, and this is basis for pages and pages and pages of discussion in the Rishenim, and Nachreinim, and Shchonach, and Halach, and Tshuvas, and everything. The Gemara tells a story here, yeah? Rav Yosef ate dinner upstairs with his friend, and then when they came down, he said, take away the ladder. Okay? Either she remained upstairs, whichever one, it didn't it really matter. Okay? So the Gemara asks, why is there Yichud? L'cheira, Rav Yosef was in town. So the Gemara says gaspa, libo gaspa. That's the expression in the poskim. Libo gaspa means they're friends, and if they're friends, they're more prone to do something, and therefore it's forbidden, even if the husband's in the city. In other words, strangers are less prone to sin than people you're familiar with. So from the Gemara so far, without getting into all the later things, but the Gemara so far seems to be saying like this. If the husband's in the city, there's no din of yichud with a stranger. But somebody you're close with is still a din of yichud. Why? Because you're too familiar with them. So even though the husband's in town, they're not afraid to do something. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Okay, what was the mile of the ladder taken away? And they can't get down, so they can't get down. So it's like two separate rooms. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Anoshim mibachut, v'noshim mibifnim. What happens if there's two rooms? Okay, you walk into a house. There's an outer room and an inner room. Okay? The same house. Outer room, inner room. So what happens? Men are on the outer room and noshim mibifnim. The women are in the inner room. Now, in order to get out of the house, you have to go from the inner room to the outer room. Correct? So we're afraid the inner room people are going to go to the outer room. We're not afraid the outer room is going to go to the inner room, because there's no reason why they have to. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. If men are on the outside room and women are the inside room, there's no problem of yichud. Why? Because we learned in the Mishnah, one woman with two men is no problem of yichud. What are we afraid? The women are going to walk out. So one woman will be there with a few men. There's no yichud. There's no problem of yichud, we learned in the Mishnah. But if it's the other way, a man is going to walk out with two women, then there is a problem of yichud. Right? So therefore, they can't have that situation.
When you walk out, this is rectangular, and there is another one. He's just going to pass by.
But he's walking into the room.
And he passes, goes to the outside.
Yeah, but he could stop.
Is there a time limit for yichud?
Let's say 7 minutes, 5 minutes.
I'm just asking, is there a time limit?
But what's stopping him from stopping there? That's the question.
Okay, so one, within, a person has 7 minutes to have yichud, then he has to get out.
No, he has to be less than 7 minutes.
5 minutes.
Right.
So elevator is not a problem.
Unless if you have a manual driver, like we learned last week.
Okay, you're manual. So
right.
So 5 minutes is limited.
No, but I told you the shaila is if there are din chotzi shir by yichud. That's the machlekes in the
poskim. 2.5 minutes?
Not half. Half doesn't mean...
Yeah.
Remember, you can't eat chazer.
Mashu.
You can't eat chazer. You get malchus if you have a kazayas. Can you eat a half a kazayas?
Okay. Still forbidden.
Well, Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Yechanan knows it's asim in Atayla, Rish Lakish says it's only asim in Rabbanan.
That's why I don't get whipped if he's less than a shir.
Right. But it's still forbidden, min Atayla. Okay? So the Shaila is there a concept of chotzi shir by yichud? Because let's say it's 5 minutes. In order to do something, what's the problem of yichud? You might come to do something wrong, right? Without having to explain it. You might come to do something wrong. But if it takes 5 minutes to do something wrong, in 2.5 minutes you can't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then some paskim will say there's no problem of yichud. But some paskim say if 5 minutes is asr, then 1 minute is asr. That's the question about an elevator.
We better stay in Beit Midrash and never get out of here.
Okay, so Amar Rav...
Is that only concerning intercourse or just any...
Primarily in intercourse. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, let's see it again. Anashim mibachut, if men are on the outside room, v'nashim mibifnim, and the women are in the inside room, ein cheshish shemishim yichut. There's no problem of yichut. Why not? What are we afraid of? A woman's going to go from inside room outside? There's two men there. There's no problem of yichud. But what happens is the men are inside. And the women are outside. Okay? Then then we are afraid of yichud. Because one man can't be alone with two women, the Mishnah said. So if he's going to walk out and there's women, two women on the outside room, he's going to come through the outside room, then there's a problem of yichud. So the Gemara says, "Masnita tani ipcha." In the Brayse it says the opposite. Okay? Mamish, that if the men are inside, that's when there's a problem. Not the men are on the outside. So Gemara says, so Amar Abaye, so which way is it? So Amar Abaye said like this. Hashadamar Rav Kahana, the fact that Rav Kahana said it one way. You know, men outside and women inside. And Ana Masnita Tani Ibchana Braisa says the opposite way. Therefore, Ana Navid Luchumra. We need to be machmir. That means whether men are inside and the women outside, or the men outside, the women inside, yeah, under any circumstance, there's a problem of yichud.
What's the sevara of the other one? How is it possible not to be yichud?
Because it says that when the men are in the outer room and the women in the inner room, yeah, we're afraid a man's going to go into the inner room and nobody's going to notice it.
He's not going to get out.
There's only if it's only two women there. If it's right, three
right.
Women,
it's there's
no...
Right. The Mefarshim all right that this is only when there's exact women of yichud problem. If you have 15 women and 15 men, there's no problem of yichud. Right? Even though the Gemara said before, if they're all prutzim, if they're low lives, then there's a problem anyway. The next pieces of Gemara are unbelievable. It speaks about the greatest of Tanoim almost sinning. Okay? It is me a shocker. The greatest Tanoim, Rav Meir, Rabbi Akiva, almost about to sin with this stuff. And they caught themselves. And we'll discuss why is Gemara telling us this. But this is the story.
And the Hasidut part, you have to see. And inside of Hasidut, we need then this.
Doesn't
make sense.
Let's see the Gemara. Hanach, these are stories now, Yichud stories. Okay? Hanach, no, once they show the way the Yetzer Hara is very powerful.
Doesn't make sense, this.
Hanach, Shvuyasa, Da'asel, and Adoy. Certain, you know, in the olden times, they used to kidnap people. And then sell them as slaves, and especially the pirates would take over ships and whatever. Okay, so certain captured women, after they were redeemed, were brought to Nardor, to where Shmuel lived, whatever. Askinu lebeit Avamim Chasida. They took him up to the second story of Ravam and the Chasid. Okay, because he ordered. Rashi says that they should be redeemed, pidyon shvuyim, and they brought him to his house.
They were Jews.
Yeah. Ashkele dargumi kamayu. So now it's a problem with yichud. So he took away the ladder. Okay? He took away the ladder. Now, bahadid the kocholfe chodaminayu. Well, one of the women walked by the passage. Okay? Neheda, nafal neheda biipuma. A light, probably sunlight, shined, or shone, whatever the correct English is, on her face. Okay? So Rav Amram Chasida took away the ladder, there shouldn't be a problem of yichud. Yeah, could probably use home alone. Yeah? While that happened, the sun, or something, a light shined on the face of one of the women, who happened to be a very beautiful woman. What happened? Shokla Rav Amram Ladarga, Rav Amram was so enthralled with her beauty, he took the ladder, the lava yachol be'asar lemidlay, that normally 10 people couldn't even lift. That was how heavy the ladder was. Daila luchuda, he picked it up himself. That means his yetzer hara burnt so much to do the aveda, he was able to carry a ladder that 10 people couldn't carry. He carried it himself. What happened? Salik v'azul, he started up the ladder to her. When he reached the middle of the ladder, okay, Ifshach, he had to sturdy himself on the ladder. Rama kala nura beyamnam. He started, he realized what he did. By sturdying himself on the ladder, he realized what he was doing. So he screamed out, fire, fire in Rav Amram's house. He was screaming, fire, fire in Rav Amram's house. Also the bonus, they heard a fire, they all came running. Amrulay, so and then they realized there was no fire. Yeah? Amrulay, besimfetinan, you put us to shame. Why did you put us to shame? Because basically now you reveal to everybody your temptation of sin. Rav Amram Chasida
made shamed us.
Yeah, because it shamed us, meaning the whole concept of rabbis.
Well, it depends on who's human. Listen, human after
when
all.
They today look in today's world, sir.
Do this.
Today's world, when they catch a rabbi molesting or doing who knows about prostitution, who they embarrass? All the rabbis. So he said, you embarrassed us by what you did. Listen to what he said. Amalahu. So Rav Amram Chasida said to them, Motiv Tichse Bi Amram Balma Adain is better to shame me, Amram, in this world. I shouldn't be ashamed in the world to come. Okay? So you see, Rav Amram Chasida almost proposed to be with this woman. Okay, it doesn't say if she was a married woman, not a married woman, we don't know. But the actual Indian was terrible.
How is that?
Maybe one minute. Ashbei, so he spoke to the Yetzirah, the Yanpik Mina, he said to the Yetzirah, get out of me. He screamed to the Yetzirah to get out of here. Nafik Mina, ki amuda deneira. It left him in a form of a fiery column of fire. Because the Yetzirah is like the burning... when Yetzirah is burning within you, the Gemara says. Amalei, so Rav Amram said to the Yetzirah, Chazadat Nura Vano Bisra. You're fire, and I'm only flesh. Vano Adifna Mino, but I'm stronger than you. Rav Amram said, I'm stronger than you.
In the middle of the flat, he came to a census.
That's what he said. So. He came up because he had to sturdy himself on the ladder.
Right.
So the Gemara, why is the Gemara bringing this? The Gemara is showing how important the din of Yichud is, because look what happened with these. He took away the ladder from the second floor where all the women were. And yet he saw this beautiful woman, and he has such a taiva that he was able to pick up a ladder that normally 10 people couldn't carry. He did it himself, and he was about to sin, and he realized that it was about to sin, and he stopped himself.
Just recently we learned the more pious a person is, the more Yisrael.
We just learned last week, not only that, last week we learned that Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling. Remember last week we learned? And a woman was walking in front of them. Rav and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says about Rav, he never walked 4 Amos without Torah. Rav was super holy, okay? Rav of the Gemara. And yet there was a woman walking in front of them. On the way. So he said, Rav said to Rav Yehuda, let's get out of here that we shouldn't go to hell. Gehenim. Because the people say, maybe Yichud or whatever. So he says, but by Kshedim, it's not a problem. He said, what do you think, me and you are Kshedim? Like Rav Chanina bar Papi. Those guys are holy. Rav says to Rav Yehuda, me and you are not the holiness that the Gemara is talking about, Kshedim. Can you imagine?
So
okay, Rav was modest, but the bottom line is, you see what extent it is.
So, from this, I always thought the holier a person is, the more of a problem it has.
Yes.
But in that Gemara, the previous one you just mentioned, Rav.
Rav and Rav Yehuda?
Yeah. That says, oh, he is holy, so he can control himself. We cannot. Meaning
no, the greater the person, the greater the Yetzirah, but he has the ability to control it. And great people control the Yetzirah. Okay, then the Gemara says another story. It all goes back to this Yichud thing that we're learning about. Rav Meir Avim Misleitzes Beivet Aveda. Rav Meir used to laugh at sinners. Like, look how low they are, they sin, and all that. Yom Echad Idmele Satan Ki Itza. One day, the Satan got dressed up like a woman and came to Rav Meir. Bahach Gisa Denada on the far side of the river, okay? That means far away from Rav Meir, on the other side of the river. Sigmar says Rav Meir's Yetzirah got to work. They have a mivra. There was no boat to take him to the other side of the river to get to the woman. Naki mitzra, he grasped onto a rope, you know, like Tarzan, and he did it by balancing on the plank by holding onto the rope. Whatever, he swung across the river. Kimata palga mitzra, when he came halfway across the river, yeah, Shafke the Sutton let go of him. Sutton took the Yetzer Hara, calmed down. Amr, but the Sutton said to the mayor, listen, Elav the Kamachris Birakia. The Sutton says to the mayor, if I didn't hear now a voice in heaven, Hizaru Barameir Viterasi. What? Be careful of Rameir in his state. Don't stand up with Rameir. Shevisa Ladamach Tartamei. I would have made your life worth 2 cents. Tumma means like 2 cents. The Sutton says, if they didn't stop me from heaven, I would have made you sin, and your life would be worth 2 cents. The famous Rameir. And the Gemara says the same story with Rabbi Akiva, similar story. Rabbi Akiva says, Bevi Raveira. Rabbi Akiva used to make fun of sinners. You know, laughing can't control the Yetzer Hara. What is this? Yemachad Idmalei Sutton Ki Itzabrej Dikla. One day the Sutton came to Rabbi Akiva, dressed like a woman on top of a palm tree. It's high up. Noktila Dikla. So Rabbi Akiva held on to the palm tree. Vekasalik Vazel. He started climbing the tree to go to the woman. Kimata the Palki Dikla. When he came halfway up the tree, Shafke the Sutton released him. And he said, Elav the Mechrazi Berekiah, if they didn't scream in the heaven, he's Zaru Rabbi Kiva Veterasi, be careful of Rabbi Kiva in the state of, have a Shavisa Ladamach Vetremite, I'll make your life worth 2 cents. What is the Gemara saying these stories for? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara's not done with Rameir. Rameir would say to people, be careful of my daughter, and himself. Make sure I'm not alone with my daughter. That's how far it went, even though there's no yichud by these things. The Gemara is telling us that nobody can come along and say, it doesn't apply to me, because, you know, I can control myself. The Gemara is showing you Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, these are stories that Hashem made it happen. Why did Hashem make these stories happen? Not for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir.
These guys are human.
No, to show us that we shouldn't say, these people have no Yetzer Hara. That we shouldn't say, you know, I'm above this.
Why can't we say, their Yetzer Hara is great because they are so holy. We are not holy, so
they
don't have a Yetzer Hara.
No. Does the tzaddik kill the Yetzer Hara?
Eventually.
So what does it mean, whoever is greater has a greater Yetzer Hara?
Means he has more temptation. So
no.
No.
That's not what it means. The Gemara says, "Kala gadol mechaverei, yitzrei gadol himenu." Yeah, I tzaddik has no yitzara. So the Rebbe adds in the sikh, in the earlier sikh, Aleph and Gimel, the Rebbe says, when the Gemara says, "Kala gadol mechaverei," means from birth you have a greater yitzara. If you have a greater neshama, so you're born with the get. But the tzaddik fought with the yitzara. This big battle. Because just like, everything is proportional. If you have a greater Yetzer Tov, then you have a greater Yetzer Hara. So then the fight is equal, just like a person with a low Yetzer Tov and a low Yetzer Hara. Right? But the Gemara means from birth, your Yetzer Hara is stronger if you're a tzaddik. But once the tzaddik conquers it, then there's no Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, Hara go betainus. He killed it. The Gemara is telling these stories to show that Torah study, whatever.
Is that like Sadiq with Tovlo or Loralo?
Huh?
Sadiq with Ralo or Tovlo?
Yeah, that's two opinions. Yeah. Sadiq with Tovlo means he killed it. He transformed it. Sadiq with Ralo and he killed it.
So, but these are total Sadiqim.
Yeah. But that's why I'm saying, why did the Sutton come to them? The Sutton came to them. That means it wasn't their own Yetzer Hara. The Sutton came into them, like a D-book. Like, why? To teach us that people shouldn't think that I'm above this din of Yichud, that's all.
So I'm a Haaretz, has less yeser hara, but has
less ability
same,
to fight it.
Yes, same amount.
It's all equal.
It's a relative to each other.
Right.
But we see from the first story that if the prevention doesn't work, like he took it away, he brought it back. So even if we prevent yichud, the still is not going to work. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
but
story we see that.
Good catch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, but it helps.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Can a man and a woman live in two separate houses?
No problem.
Can you have in a hotel a man in one room and a woman in another room?
Yes.
No. What's stopping them from knocking on the door? Hello, I'm here. What's the problem?
Still, they can't
do that. Listen, the Tari, the concept of yichud is, so to speak, according to most poskim, even if you hold yichud's minatayda, but it's like a fence not to come to something wrong. But the Torah can make a fence. If you jump over the fence, what are you going to do? Like, there's an expression in Yiddish, a shloss is nish for a ganef. A lock is not for a thief. Because the thief is going to break the or pick the lock. What's a lock for? A person who's debating, questioning, he's tempted. So the lock will prevent him from doing it. A ganif doesn't have a problem with a lock. In a minute, he picks the lock. If he's professional. No, there's an expression he uses. A shloss, a lock, is nish for a ganif.
Nice.
Huh?
Nice expression.
Yeah, a lock is not for a ganif. A lock is for people questionable, you know, to be tempted. So that's the holy sir yichud. If somebody wants, they can do whatever they want. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Plima v'rogu l'meimer kol yema. Plimu used to say every day. Gira be'ena de Sutton. May an arrow be thrust in the eyes of the Sutton. He used to fight with the Sutton. He used to curse the Sutton. Every day he said, may your eyes be with an arrow. Yema chad, mala diyema kiput. So the Sutton wanted to get him back. You know, you start up with the Sutton, he's going to get you back. It was once Erev Yom Kippur. Sutton got dressed up like a poor person. He came to Plima's door asking for money. They brought out a piece of bread to him. So he said, like today, everybody's inside the house eating, enjoying the food. You're keeping me outside? Plima brought him bread outside. He knocked on the door, so instead of calling him in, they brought him bread outside.
It was Yom Kippur.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Erev.
Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. Ayla, so they brought him into the house. He didn't know it was the Sutton. He thought it was a person, yeah? He brings him into the house. He gave him bread. Okay? Amar, so the Sutton said to him, Yema ki aidna. Day like today, everybody sits by the table. I have to sit by myself. And as they didn't bring him to the table, it was a beggar, so they kept him on. So they brought him by the table with everybody else. He sat, his body became covered with boils and sores, that pus was oozing out of it. And he looked gross. Okay? Have a ka'avid mila demois. Not only that, he did disgusting things at the table. Amalei Suplima said to him, Tiv Shaper, sit properly and stop disgusting us. Amalei, he said to him, so the Sutton said to Plima, Havli Kasa, give me some wine. Yavala Kesa gave him a cup of wine. Achme Shada Bekichu. He coughed and put his spit, his phlegm, into the cup. Basically, he did everything to gross everybody out at the table. Narube, they scolded him. Okay? So what happened? When they scolded him, Shoko miss. He played possum. He acted as if he died. Sudden fell on the floor as if he died. Shama dava kahomiri. So he heard the people in Plima's house shouting and saying, Plima kato gavra, Plima kato gavra. Look at this, Plima killed somebody. All of a sudden, because the guy died in Plima's house. So everybody started screaming, look at this, Plima killed somebody. So Plima was afraid the cops are going to come. So he ran to an outhouse. You know, the outhouse is the toilets. Mm-hmm. Outside the house. Alza Basrei, the Sutton got up and followed him into the outhouse. Nafal Kamei, the Suttons fell before him. Okay? So what happened? Kichazed Avimitztaed. So now Plima realized the guy didn't die. So he had nothing to be afraid of. Kichazed Avimitztaed. When Sutton saw that Plima was suffering out of pain of this, Goli Lenafshi, the Sutton said to him, I'm the Sutton. Finally told him who he was. Amalei, my time Amra Tochi, why do you curse me every day? The Sutton said to the Plima, why do you curse me every day? So he says, Ve'ela, so what should I say? If I want to keep my Yetzirah away, what should I say to my Yetzirah? He said, I'll tell you what to say. The Sutton tells him, I'll tell you what to say. Amalei, Leima Mad, this is what you should say. Rachamana Nigger Beibra Sutton. May the merciful rebuke the Sutton. But don't say shoot arrows into his eyes or whatever. Say it in a nice way that the Hashem should stop you from listening to the Yetzer Hara.
Sutton sensitive.
Huh? Oh, how does this story get into the Huh? Just because the Gemara said before two stories about Meir and Rabbi Kiva with a Sutton. So Gemara tells another story with a Sutton and the a Chacham.
Nothing to do with Yichud.
Nothing to do with Yichud.
You have to be nice with Yetzer Hara also.
Huh?
You have to be nice with Yetzer Hara also.
You have to be nice to him. What?
We have the same expression.
The what?
May his eyes go blind.
Okay. Okay, then the Gemara continues, says like this. Rav Chiya ben Avashi, these are all stories. Today's story day. Rav Chiya ben Avashi was accustomed that called Eden davenofel la'ape, whenever he fell on his face, meaning by tachnun, you know, you fall on your face. This is what he would say. Hava Omar, he would say, Harachman yatzilenu miyetzahara. May Hashem save us from the Yetzirah. That's what he did when he did in the Filas Apayim. He said Hashem should save us from the Yetzirah. Yeim Echad, Sheminu Devisu. One day his wife overheard the way he was saying that. Amra, she said, Michti, Kama Shani the Parshle Minoi, how many years are you already separated from me? That means they didn't have relations for years. So she thought it was because of his old age. My time, why are you saying, in other words, like this, what he actually, the Chiya ben Avashi davened, that he shouldn't come to sin in immoral things.
With his wife?
No, with other people. He shouldn't come to sin. So his wife says to him, I understand, many years already you're not together with me, so why would you have a Yetzirah, that means you can't, so why would you have a Yetzirah to want to do these things if you can't? So my time, why are you saying this? Okay? So what did she do? She wanted to test him. His wife. Tested
if he's... We somewhere else.
The wife's always testing the men. Yerim Echad, Havakogodas begins. One day, when Rav Chiya ben Avashi was learning in the garden, Kishta Nafshe, she adorned herself with perfumes. Chav Tani Kamei, and she kept walking back and forth in front of him to distract him. Amalos, he said to her, Manat, who are you? Who are you?
What?
He didn't recognize his wife.
Was it Shemata all the time?
She didn't wear a shaitan, no, she wore a shaitan. Amma, she said, I am Charusa, who is the well-known prostitute in that city. I came back from my travels. His wife said to her husband, the boy, he proposed, propositioned her. Amalei, Aizanela lahachrumna dere susisa. Bring me some pomegranates on the uppermost branch of the tree.
Oh, no.
Okay, that was for her fee. He said, bring me, get me my fee. Shaver ozul Aizanali. He jumped up the tree and brought her the fee, the pomegranates. And they were together. Here, he also levesa when he came home. Have a kashagra bevisu tanora. His wife was cooking and heating up the oven. Solev koyasu begavai. He went and sat in the oven. He went and sat in the oven. Amar, his wife said, "My eye, what are you doing?" He told her the story. He was honest. He told his wife what happened. So therefore, it was like to punish himself, or the Rashi said to kill himself for what he did. So she Amalei, so his wife said to him, "Ano havoi, trust me, it was me, not the prostitute." So he didn't do anything wrong. Le'ashkebe, he didn't believe her. Adiyavalei siman until she brought proof that it was her. Amalei, he said to her, and this is a very interesting gemara. Places things down la'loch and on. Ano mili suris kavne. Yeah, okay. Hashem saved me. I didn't do anything wrong, because it was his wife. But he said, "But I didn't know that. I was intending to do something wrong." So he says, "Kol yom of shei sitzade kol yom esane." For the rest of his life, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi fasted for tshuva, at shemeis ba'isem misa, until he died with that death, meaning by fire. That means Reb Chiya Bar Ashi said, even though Lepoel I didn't sin because it was my wife, but the fact that I didn't know that and I wanted to sin. Okay, as far as I was concerned, I sinned. So he did tshuva and he fasted until he died, and he died by getting burnt. So the Gemara says, where do we see this? The Tanya says in the Braisa like this: Isha afeidam, the husband revoked the wife's vow, v'Hashem yisochlo, and God will forgive her. What's the buzzing matters, right? A woman makes a vow, so the Torah says the husband can nullify the vow, and God will forgive her. So the Gemara says, if he nullified the vow, why does she need forgiveness? What does she do anything wrong? Right? So Gemara says, "B'mah akasim medaber." The Braisa says, what is this Gemara speaking about? Be'isha shenadra b'nazir. Let's say a woman made a vow to be a nazir. Okay, which a woman could. She made a vow she's going to be a nazir. V'shama b'ayla v'hefirla. The husband heard the netter and he nullified it. But she didn't know that the husband nullified it. She didn't know that the husband nullified it. What happened? And she was drinking wine, and she became Tomei, which a Nazir is not allowed to. Now, the truth is...
Or that she became Tomei because she drank?
No. And she went to the cemetery. She went to... Right? So, the Gemara says, Hashem yislach lo. Hashem needs to forgive her. She didn't do anything wrong. But the fact that she didn't know she didn't do anything wrong, and her intention was to sin. So from here you see that even though somebody wanted to sin, even though Hashem didn't let him sin, you still need to do tshuva. You still don't need Hashem yisvach lo. So therefore, Rav Chiya Bar Avashi said, even though Leper like didn't sin because it was my wife, but I still need to do tshuva for the rest of my life. Then the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Kiva, Kavamotelai Psuka, when Rabbi Kiva came to this pasuk, you know, Hashem Yislach Lo, which means even though the husband nullified the vow, she still needs kapara, have a bachi would cry. Rabbi Kiva ever cried every time he came to this pasuk. Why? Amar, he said like this, Umami Shinis Kavan Lesel Basar Chazir. What happens if a person wanted to eat Chazir, but Va'ala Biyadi Basar Tle, it ended up to be kosher meat? Torah says, Svicha kapara, uslicha, you need forgiveness. So Mishin is gavin lechol baser chazer. V'ala ba'adi baser chazer. Alach is kama v'kama. So how much more so if a person wanted to sin and taka sinned? For sure he needs kapara. So it's a remarkable thing over here. Here you see the intent of sin demands kapara. The intent of sin itself needs kapara.
Why?
Because you wanted to sin.
That's the machshava dibur ma'aseh. The machshava part of it is like that.
No, you still need it.
With the machshava.
Only from court above, but not.
Well, let's finish this. I'll explain it. The Gemara says a similar thing A person didn't know he sinned, he must bear his sin. So it says, if when Rabbi Kiva came to this pasuk, he would cry. What if somebody wanted to eat kosher food? But all the beyond the heaven by mistake he ate tray for food. So the Torah said, "V'lo yadi," you didn't even know. V'ashem v'nasaveinu, you need to have kapara. In other words, you thought it was kosher, and by mistake it was tray. You still need kapara. Shaygig, you have to bring a carbon. So he said, "Mishin is gavin lechol chelav. V'all the beyond the chelav alach is kama v'kama. How much more so do you need to do tshuva?" And Isa ben Yehuda Emer, if a person sins and he didn't know, he is guilty. Meaning, Al Dover Zeh Yidful Kol Adovim. And this matter, all sensitive people need to do tshuva. That means an unintentional sin still needs kapara.
Adovim, what is Adovim?
Dover means sensitive people.
And one step higher if he didn't know whether he sinned.
By the way, it's explained. We mentioned this in the past. Why does a guy, by mistake, kill somebody? Accident. Yeah, he has to run city of refuge. Stay there until the Kohen, the Gadol, dies. The Gemara says in Makkos that certain times Golus is even worse than death. Yeah? What did he do? A guy thought it was kosher food. It ended up being tray for food, chelev. Yeah? He has to bring a korban chatzis. What did he do? What did he do wrong that he needs kapara? So Chassidus explains very simple. The pasuk says, "Lo yu'una l'tzadik kolavin." Hashem doesn't allow a tzadik to sin. That means, if you, the person, would have no connection to murder at all, Hashem would have never allowed such a terrible thing of murder to come through you. The fact that murder came through you shows that you have a connection to it. It might not be, you know, mamash murder. It could be embarrassing somebody. It could be a lot of things. The Gemara says like killing somebody. So it could be in a more refined way. But if a person would have absolutely no, if a person would have a high standard of kashrus, let's say Hashem would never allow that even by mistake something should be eaten. The fact that the person by mistake ate treif shows that your kashrus is not on a high standard, and that's what you need kapara for. Like this chelev and shuman, yeah? The guy wanted to eat shuman, he wanted to eat kosher food. Hashem all of a sudden made it, Hashem made it that is treif. Yeah? So the Torah says, if you would be a proper Jew, you would have never eaten the chelev. Hashem would have never allowed that you can eat the treif for food. So for that, you need kapara.
In the Pasuk on this, Raglei Chasidah
Vishmor. Right.
Your proper Beitin doesn't make a mistake.
Right.
But at one step higher than that, if he didn't know whether he made, if he sinned or not, that's even higher. He has to bring a higher level of kapara.
Okay, story's over. Next.
Is it the same thing by Shabbat? If I mistake someone, like, turn up, touch the... Is it the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is...
Anything. Like, I mean, that's what Gemara says over here. That's what Rabbi Kiva cried. Okay, this is another very practical din. The Mishnah says, though, there's no problem of yichud with a mother, right? Or a daughter, whatever. Or a father with a daughter, you know, all that's no problem of yichud. A person could have yichud with a sister, okay? The dad im imay vim bitay, you're allowed to live with your mother and your daughter. Okay, a man can live with his mother, there's no problem with yichud. By the way, Rashi says over here, and that's the halacha, by the way, when it speaks about imachesei, okay, Rashi says the prakim only temporary. Aval einu dar tamid biyichud etzla bebayis. We said, I don't know if you mentioned this last week, but in the dinam of yichud, up to 30 days, it's a machlekes, by the way, in the poskim. But the halacha de paskin, up to 30 days, a brother and a sister can be alone in an apartment, let's say. After 30 days, there's a problem of yichud.
There is
a problem of yichud.
That's why you cannot kiss your sister?
Not a problem. That's a separate issue. It has nothing to do with Yichud.
Is it okay? Or?
The Gemara says in Shabbos, no, you can't. But the Shulchan Aruch also says you can't. But the Gemara speaks here. But see, Rashi, the Gemara doesn't say that. Rashi says, because that's the halacha leperel, leprakim, only sometimes. Now, the shayla is what's prakim. So in Poskim, some people say a few days. Some people say, but the halacha is usually 30 days. With a mother and a daughter, there's never yichud. And not only that, but it goes grandmother. Like, there's no problem with yichud, a grandmother and a grandson. Hello, grandmother, grandson. There's no problem with yichud. In the lineage, in the biological lineage, there's no problem with yichud.
Brother and sister and the mother, they live together, there's no problem, right? Because there are two?
Brother and sister and a mother. So the din is, in fact, somebody actually called me about this today. There's going to be a mother-in-law, son-in-law, and a grandson in a house.
Two men?
And one woman.
Yeah, but at night, to the halach is two women, you need more. But there's a grandmother. In other words, a guy has a son in the house, the mother-in-law is coming, and the wife's not home. So it's a son-in-law with a mother-in-law is yichud. But the din is that if you have somebody in the house who doesn't have yichud with that person, then it saves everybody. You understand?
Like the son.
Like a son protects the grandson, the grandmother and the grandson, there's no din of yichud.
Like this guy's son.
So therefore the son protects the father from yichud with his mother-in-law.
He has to be there.
Yeah. Or in and out, whatever. Ki amar kamer Shmuel, when I said this ruling in Shmuel, amar he said, asa l'syachdim kol aray shebeteira, afilu in behema. Listen to this. This is what we'll see about Shmuel holds, and under all cases, there's a problem of yichud. But Shmuel's not arguing about a sister, and but Shmuel says there's a yichud with any forbidden relation, even with a behema. Later on, we'll learn the Gemara discusses about male with male.